Balanch is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
The escalating price of going to college is a national scandal. The price of college has risen much more than inflation. Is college worth its cost? Economics professor Richard Vedder has just reported on a new study made by the Center for College Affordability and Productivity at the University of Texas in Austin. It concluded that the University of Texas could cut its tuition by as much as half simply by asking the 80% of faculty with the lowest teaching loads to teach about half as much as the 20% of faculty with the highest teaching loads. This change would require most of the faculty to teach, on average, about 150 to 160 students a year. For example, a professor might teach one undergraduate survey class for 100 students, two classes for advanced undergraduate students or beginning graduate students with 20 to 25 students, and an advanced graduate seminar for 10 students. That would require the professor to be in the classroom for only 200 hours a year, and that's hardly a tough assignment. We can hear the yelping from the professors that this would interfere with their research mission. Now, first, nearly all the research is done by only 20% of the faculty. Second, how about asking professors to do the work week that other professionals do, 9 to 5 for 5 days a week for 48 weeks a year? And third, much research consists of obscure articles published in even more obscure journals on topics of trivial importance. If professors published fewer articles and did more teaching, we could make college more affordable. Most colleges are reluctant to spread information about themselves, their policies, their faculty, and their employees. It's time to change that. There's no better place to start than by examining the workload of those who receive most of the university's budget.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on the Unsolicited Opinion.
Rodden, and welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? Hey, I'll tell you, it's a great life if you don't weaken. And I was just chatting with the fellow in the studio and asking him. He said he was tired again today. I said, well, how old are you? Because I know he's young. And I guess 20, and I was off by a year. He's 21, but oh, to be young again, huh? Oh, the exuberance of youth. And it's too bad you can't capture that and sell it. We'd all be rich if we could, right? But such is not the case. I want to make a couple comments before I bring my guest on this morning. And I thought this is kind of, I don't know. You know, you really, some of the stuff that you read about and what's really going on, it's just a mind blower. But I was reading something about, this is out of New Jersey, that acting on orders from Governor Chris Christie, the South Jersey Port Corporation, which is the Port Authority, is no longer awarding bonuses to workers who show up on time. Now, how do you like that? You get a bonus if you show up on time. And this was the criteria. This was their definition of showing up on time. The agency's board eliminated giving a day's pay for every two consecutive months that workers showed up no more than 30 minutes late. So, now, if you're no more than 30 minutes late, that's the new definition of showing up on time, huh? Don't you love it? It said the board also ended the 40-year practice that allowed workers to convert vacation and sick days to cash. But, of course, this only applies to the non-union workers, because the 59 union workers, well, they still get a day's pay every 2 months if they don't show up for work later than 30 minutes after their scheduled start time. So I'm telling you, only in America, isn't it? It's a wonderful thing, I'm telling you. Oh, my God, it really is. It truly is. But I have another great guest lined up. His name is Greg Autry, and he, along with Peter Navarro, are the authors of a book entitled Death by China, Confronting the Dragon, A Global Call to Action. And if you'd like to go to the website to purchase this book, it is deathbychina.com. And Greg is a graduate of UC Irvine's Mirage School of Business. And I'm assuming I'm pronouncing that correctly, but when I read that, I thought, oh, it is a mirage, isn't it? Everything that's going on now, it's like we are in a mirage. The vanishing America that we once knew, and the rise of the Chinese dragon, huh? It really is an appropriate title, Confronting the Dragon, a global Call to Action. That's really what many of us have been aware of for quite some time, at least for those of us who have recognized and always knew and never forgot the one little tidbit of fact that China is a communist nation, and nothing's changed, even though we have many politicians and the so-called elitists, our university elite, and businesses who are in bed with China, because, of course, everything does boil down to greed one way or another, doesn't it? And many people will sell their mother to the highest bidder if they're going to make a buck doing that. So unfortunately for us, there are a lot of people in this country who fail to recall or intentionally forget the fact that they are in bed with a communist nation, and nothing's changed with communism. Communism is communism.
You know, it's not a representative republic. It is what it is. And so let's bring my guest, Greg Autry, on. You know, Greg, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me. Sounds good to be here.
Well, you know, I keep wanting to call you Gene Autry after the country singer. So if I screw up and call you Gene by mistake, I don't know why I've got his name stuck in my head. But I'm sure maybe you find that often, huh?
I find that often. I even had an article published just last month in the San Diego Union Tribune where they changed my name to Gene. But at least if somebody's going to mess your name up, they're going to mess it up with a good guy. I'm good with that.
Okay, yeah, really. So tell me, is it Mirage School of Business at UC Irvine, or am I mispronouncing it? Because it
That's
is an
correct.
Interesting name.
Mr. Mirage invented the Hot Pocket Sandwich and was kind enough to donate $30 million to our school. So that's the Mirage School of Business.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, there you go. Money talks, doesn't it?
Absolutely. But that's money well earned, I think.
Well, yeah, I think so. At least he was doing so. That's okay with me. I don't have a problem with that. It's better
than...
They
don't come from China.
Yeah, right. So there you go. Nothing wrong with a little hard work and effort honestly earned, or money honestly earned. So let's talk about your background a little and what made you decide you're involved with the Mirage School or a graduate of the Mirage School of Business. What's your background, Greg, and what made you decide to write this book, which, of course, you know, nobody wants the truth out there, if you know that as well as I do. But what made you decide to write this book?
Well, I was a lecturer at the school after I completed my MBA there, and I'm currently completing a PhD there. And my associate, Peter Navarro, who's a professor at Mirage, and I teach macroeconomics to the MBA students. And you can't do anything in macroeconomics these days without looking at China. So this is an issue that Professor Navarro and I have been looking at for several years. We've written a number of articles together, and I worked with him on his book called The Coming China Wars a few years ago. But we finally reached the point where we just completely fed up with the naivete that most American CEOs and our politicians on both sides of the aisle seem to have when it comes to dealing with China. They treat China as though it is a normal country. Like Congressman Rohrabacher had said to me, we treat it like it's Belgium. And it's not. It's a brutal, repressive dictatorship with a coordinated economic and military plan to subdue the United States.
Greg, hold that thought, because at Cue Music, as we're going to break, we will be back in a couple of minutes. Hang in there, Greg. Listen, everybody, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be right back.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
Hey, Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the telephone number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you'd like to get in touch with me, my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There is always a link to my guest website up on mine under my tab on there entitled Podcast. My guest this morning is Greg Autry, and he is an author, a co-author with Peter Navarro, of a book entitled Death by China, Confronting the Dragon, a Global Call to Action. And so please take up where we had left off when we went to break, Greg. I know we interrupted your train of thought, so please go ahead.
No problem. Like I said, we spent a lot of time teaching students about macroeconomics, and it's hard to explain what's going wrong in the United States unless you spend a good deal of time looking at what's happening with China and what's been going on with U.S.-China policy for the last 20 years. As we have coddled that communist nation, have created an economic Frankenstein that is undermining our own economy in an incredible number of ways. And if you fail to see that, then you can't understand what's going on with the economy. We watch the Republicans fight and scream to get tax cuts, and we watch the Democrats fight and scream to cut spending, and we're running two wars simultaneously, which the Keynesians would assert is a great way to stimulate your economy, and yet nothing happens to the economy. Because every time you get one of those tax cut checks and you run down to Walmart and Best Buy and buy a Chinese TV, that money leaves the American economy immediately. It doesn't create a virtual Keynesian stimulus circle in our economy. And when Obama goes out to buy a lot of infrastructure projects and the bridges come from Shanghai instead of from Ohio, again, the money does not stay in the United States to stimulate the economy. So there's no surprise. The only economy that's getting stimulated is the one in China.
You know, I was reading a review of your book, and one of the things this person had written, they talked about with the common man's concern rising. And I would have to say, Greg, and I would think that you would agree with this, that the common man's concern, not necessarily recognizing, I don't like to use that term common, but the average Joe on the street, let's put it that way. I would think that anybody who was losing their job, and when we started to see all these imports and a lot of our industry in this company being offshored, and many of the destinations were areas in China, that I think people have been waking up to this. I really don't know if it's naivete on the part of our businessmen and our elected officials. I think it's greed. I think they understand what they're doing. I think they just have their head stuck in the sand because then they don't have to deal with it.
Well, you know, you're right. At the top level, a lot of them do. In fact, notoriously, GE Chairman Jeff Immelt, just last year, somehow let his pants down and said to a group of Italian business people that he was, quote, not sure about China, that he didn't think they wanted any of us to succeed, and he was very worried. He backtracked on those words. Amazingly, President Obama appointed him to be our job czar, basically, as well as the head of his outside economic advisors group. And shortly after that, ML poured billions more into China, even though GE doesn't get back the profits that they've expected. Their revenues are about half of what they had hoped for last year out of China, even though they practically doubled their investment. And then ML recently sent an entire division, not just the assembly, but the executive office and everything, X-ray division from Wisconsin to Beijing. So some of these guys know what they're doing, but a lot of them, frankly, they go to China, they have a really great meal in Shanghai, they go on the tour of the Great Wall, they're treated very nice by very nice people, and they have no clue who they're dealing with. They do not understand the culture of repression and abuse that secretly dominates China and is hidden behind all those smiles. So there's a mix. There are people who know what they're doing, and they're doing it because there are short-term profits to be made, and they're going to collect a bigger bonus, retire with a nice, fat exit package, and they don't care whether there's any jobs left in Milwaukee or Toledo when they're done.
No, they don't care at all. It's amazing to me how people can, well, it's like a sociopath, I think. They have no conscience whatsoever, and I think many of these people, they are absent of conscience, because if they had one, they wouldn't be pursuing the path that they're pursuing, although I recognize that, you know, if you're a CEO of a corporation, your goal is and your job is to, you know, create wealth and, you know, your allegiance is to your stockholders. But you also have to have a conscience in doing that as well. And believe me, I'm not a bleeding heart liberal by any stretch of the imagination. I believe in freedom and liberty 100%.
But, you know, the values matter. And
they do matter.
The thing that I try to talk to my good libertarian friends about all the time is you cannot achieve your libertarian goals and your own prosperity at the expense of other people's freedoms and liberty.
Exactly.
When you are benefiting people who are locked in factories, who are beaten or disappeared or executed when they attempt to organize and strike for higher wages, that's immoral. It is not your right to do business with the mob, out of the argument that free trade always benefits both parties.
Yeah, no, and it's interesting to me because I used to spend a lot of time watching the business shows and that kind of thing. And there's one fellow, and I can't think of his name, but they always use him as a commentator on some of the shows. And he lives in China. I wish I could think of his name. I can't. And he's talking and raving all the time about how wonderful China is. And I know there's another person who's got one of the stocks is RJA, Jim something, and he lives in China, and he handles enormous quantities of money for people. I think you'd know who I was talking about if I could think of his last name. And I don't know how, you know, you'd have to be a very, very, these people are supposedly sophisticated when it comes to being able to handle money and make business decisions. I don't know how you could do that without recognizing when you're doing business in China or you're physically yourself present in China that you couldn't see the inequities and things taking place there, whispered words on the street, those kinds of things. People talk, people hear things.
Yeah, but lots of times people only hear what they want to hear. And so many American businessmen, even ones that have poured billions of dollars into China, have gone there three times. They've been there for a weekend. They've been on the Bund in Shanghai and looked over at this spectacular lit-up skyline. They never saw anybody behind that ass end of an ox pushing a wooden plow and trying to scrape together enough rice to feed his family. And that really exists out in Western China. It's a totally Disneyland version of China that a lot of people get to see when they go over there, and they come back with a really good feeling. They get taken out by the Communist Party local bosses who drink them under the table and provide them with all sorts of gratuities and entertainments that make them quite fond of China when they leave.
Let's talk about... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Anyway... That's unfortunate, and it induces short-term thinking, which, if Americans have a number one fault, I think our ability to think short-term is the worst one. And if we can make a few more profits by lowering our costs today, we'll do that, even if it means handing over the intellectual property to our companies in the future. But these business executives are not doing the right thing to their shareholders in the long run. They're certainly doing the right thing to their shareholders for next quarter, maybe next year. But... when they go over there and they hand over the keys to the kingdom and they are forced to partner with a Chinese state-owned company who's going to take all their ideas and turn them into a competition, in the long run, that's a bad thing for the workers. It's a bad thing for the shareholders. It's a bad thing for all the stakeholders.
Yeah. Well, they don't look back at history, do they? I mean, they don't look back at what happened in Germany. They really have... they have short memories. Let's talk about, you mentioned the Disneyland version of China, which you had described. Let's talk about, you know, the different things they've done. Our CEOs have outsourced our jobs, so we don't have a manufacturing base in this country really at all to speak of. I mean, what's left that we make here? Anything,
you know,
significantly?
It's kind of ironic, but I have to tell you, I think the two bright spots in our economy right now are online video games and internet porn, and that's a sad thing for a once great country that was the factory Ford of the world. A lot of pundits have suggested that America needs to become idea land, that we have this creative streak that the Chinese are unable to compete with. Now, firstly, the Chinese are trying very hard to reorient themselves so that they can become a creative force to be reckoned with, and we need to be aware of that. But secondly, if our entire economy is based on the values of our great ideas, then we need to defend those ideas. And we are dealing with a trading partner who routinely steals every great idea we come up with. The most ironic thing was the news story recently about the entire fake Apple stores by the China. And, of course, on every street corner in Shanghai, you can find fake iPods, fake iPhones, fake iPads for sale. You can find every Hollywood movie on DVD for a dollar, even ones that haven't been released yet. When I was there in December, I got a copy of the Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1, which wasn't released in the United States till March. So, we can't be idea land if we're dealing with a country that strategically and insidiously misappropriates all our ideas.
Yeah, they're not interested in they're not in it. We're not in a gentleman's game with these people, and I think that's one thing people need to recognize. They're not hitting above the belt. They hit below the belt every single time.
Well, one of my favorite examples, being from California, is the movie industry. Only about 20 Hollywood movies are allowed to be shown in China cinemas every year, and the Chinese use the argument that they don't want their society washed out by a corrupt and immoral American culture. And, you could almost be sympathetic to that if you watch some of our Hollywood movies. But the fact of the matter is they, again, allow every American movie to be sold on the street corner for a buck. So they're not really concerned about the culture. They just want to keep our movies out of their cinemas so that we don't compete with their industry and we don't make any money. When the movies are sold bootleg on the street, Americans don't make any money. That's fine with the Chinese government. I asked Chinese officials, why don't you do something about the bootleg movies on the street? Oh, we can't possibly enforce all of those little corner shops. What if those little corner shops were selling DVDs that featured the Tiananmen Square massacre? Could you enforce that? You betcha. But, of course, what they don't care about is whether American companies make money or not.
No, they have no problem stealing intellectual property. It makes no difference to them whatsoever. In fact, it's better for them if they do steal it, because then they wouldn't have to pay for it. Let's talk about some of the different things going on within China itself. I can imagine, I would assume, there's got to be a lot of class warfare, the haves and the have-nots. Are they exploiting class divisions in China?
Yeah, and it's a very interesting way that they do this. I have never seen any place on Earth as bifurcated as the so-called People's Republic, which is terribly ironic. Again, there are these people. I was just out in Yunnan province, far western China, in December, watching people push handmade wooden plows behind an ox. It's an amazing thing, considering that China's launching a new Mars probe this year. And you get to Shanghai, and there are more Ferraris being delivered to that city than anywhere in the world. So there's a huge class division. But China is very careful to make sure that they keep the rural poor people very, very busy. China could increase their agricultural technology the way they've increased technology in other fields and greatly increase the yield of their land. They have one of the world's most inefficient agricultural systems. But that's on purpose, because you want to keep those hands busy. The idle hands are the devil's workshop, and they don't want those people not going to bed completely exhausted every day. Otherwise, they would see what was happening to them.
Yeah, and they would revolt.
They would revolt.
Yeah, they'd be putting their hands around their necks. That's what they would be doing.
So they advance the technology just enough to bring more workers in from the rural area to work in the factories, where they are often locked up, work 6 or 7 days a week, 16 hours a day, get 1 or 2 weeks off during the Spring Lunar Festival to go back 2,000 miles to home to see their family for a week on a train. Head back, and that's their life. They don't get a lot of outside news. If they get access to the internet, it's heavily censored, and
that's the way they
maintain control.
Hold that thought, Greg, because we're going to break. Listen, everybody, we will be back in 3 minutes. Do not go away. This is The Unsolicited Opinion.
Oh. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time, money, education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesset, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And the call-in number this morning is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My guest this morning is Greg Autry. He is the co-author of a book entitled Death by China, Confronting the Dragon, A Global Call to Action. His website is deathbychina.com if you'd like to go there. Greg is a MBA graduate of UC Irvine's Mirage School of Business. He is working on his doctoral degree there. He teaches macroeconomics at the university, and he and Peter Navarro wrote this book. Because it needed to be written, I'd say. And I'm just curious, what kind of a reception do you get when you go to China? Or don't they think that the fact that you wrote this book is worthy of blocking you from entry?
Well, this is a good question. I haven't been back to China since the book was published in June.
Okay.
I'm scheduled to go back in October to a meeting of a charity that I'm on the board of that does medical health care work for poor Chinese children who don't have health insurance. And we'll see what happens. That said, I've certainly written other things critical of the Chinese government in the past, but I have to say they are a hugely inefficient system. We sometimes get this wrong impression that because they're successful, that this communism or state capitalist system of theirs is efficient. And that's not true. Their intelligence services are as messed up as a lot of their businesses are, and a lot of their businesses run the way that they did in the Soviet Union. what China has that we don't have is simply a coordinated assault on one market after another, the ability to enslave a vast portion of their population, the ability to use their environment as a strategic dumping ground to achieve short-term competitive advantage. So let's not overestimate their functional ability. Often I find that their security services and censorship is spotty. For instance, The Coming China Wars, Professor Navarro's previous book that I worked with him on, you can't get to that website from within China on their blocked internet. However, Baidu, China's version of Google that's supported by the Chinese state, has published the entire book online in a bootleg copy that you can find online. So it's really odd the way that works.
Yeah.
When I was in China last in December, I went from Shanghai to Shenzhen. I was supposed to meet a Tiananmen Square protester who had spent some years in jail, a underground Christian minister who was trying to run his own church without the Communist Party's approval, and a human rights advocate from Guangzhou. They were supposed to meet me at the airport. My plane was delayed for about 30 minutes due to an air traffic control request, and when I got in, there was nobody to meet. When I called, the cell phone numbers I had were all disconnected. They weren't just not answered. They were disconnected. I later found out that people were arrested at the airport and taken away and driven around for some hours until after I had gone to sleep at my hotel. The next morning, when I attempted to arrange a meeting via email to meet them at the train station, within half an hour of them getting my email, they received a call from the police saying, "Don't meet with the American rider at the train station." So they're certainly not scrupulous, and they certainly have no respect for privacy or human rights, but they are not perfect. So we will see what happens.
Doesn't that kind of frighten you to go there?
Yes and no. One of the things that's interesting about China is they have arrested many American researchers, and they will arrest other Americans, but all of these, 100%, are of Chinese ethnicity. The Chinese Communist Party essentially believes that they own people of Chinese ethnicity no matter where they are. And, in fact, people of Chinese ethnicity I know who are dissidents have been assaulted and preyed upon in the United States by agents of the Chinese Ministry of State Security. However, I don't think that European Americans are likely to find themselves actually jailed for any amount of time, because that would be an embarrassment to the Chinese Communist Party, and the one thing the Chinese Communist Party doesn't like is to be embarrassed.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk a little bit about their currency manipulation. I know I've often heard that when I used to watch the business programs on a daily basis and really follow this crap, and I really don't bother to like I did anymore. So let's talk about how they've manipulated their currency to be able to make the billions of dollars they've been making.
Yeah, this is an important thing a lot of people don't understand the details of. They just hear about the rant about the currency manipulation. Well, China wants to make sure that all of their products cost less than the United States, that all American products cost more in China, which would dissuade Chinese consumers from purchasing American products and encourage American consumers at Walmart to buy a lot more Chinese products, which obviously results in a flow of wealth into China. Now, by maintaining their currency, the renminbi or the yuan, so that its value is lower than it would normally be, they're able to do this. And most economists believe they're keeping it at about a 40% advantage, meaning every product that comes into Walmart is 40% lower than it would be if it was being traded on a truly free market economy where the currencies were allowed to balance out. And every American product that tries to be shipped into China is whacked with a 40% disadvantage. And that's before a whole lot of other Chinese trade abuses kick in, which we can talk about later. But the really interesting thing is how this is achieved. China doesn't just merely state that the renminbi will trade at 6.8 or whatever the exchange rate is to the dollar. They have to make sure that nobody else trades them on the foreign exchange markets for different amounts. Otherwise, the process won't work. Hugo Chavez notably tried to.
How do they do that? How do they get? Yeah. How do they make that happen?
They have to suck up the extra dollars that are in the Chinese economy. When you go buy that TV at Walmart, and you send your $800, $1,000 off to China. China's got to get that money out of the market so it's not traded on an open exchange for renminbi. Otherwise, the value of the dollar would drop because it's being sold, and the value of the Chinese currency would rise because people are looking to purchase it, like any other commodity. What's interesting, then, is China's government ends up with all of these extra dollars. And the way they get them is by issuing high-paying short-term bonds to their businesses. They pay these companies, maybe 4%, 5% for these very short-term bonds that pay back in yuan, and they get the dollars. Now, what do they do with the dollars? They can't trade them on the market. They can't go buy U.S. goods with them because they don't want to encourage the U.S. economy. They can't trade them for other currencies because they end up being exchanged for dollars. So they have to take them back to U.S. Treasury. The U.S. dollar is like Frodo's ring of power. It can only be destroyed where it was created. But this is why China buys our bonds. They don't buy our bonds because they love us. They don't buy our bonds because they think it's a good investment. Nobody in their right mind would. They don't buy our bonds because they get a good payment back. They get almost nothing. They pay more to the businesses in China with the short-term bonds they use to suck up the dollars than they get back. They're actually losing a vast amount of money on every dollar they put into a U.S. bond. But this is why they buy our bonds, to maintain their currency peg and make sure those dollars get out of the market. Most Americans have no clue about that.
A lot of
businessmen and finance folks have no clue about that process called sterilization.
Greg, hang on, because we're going to break. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Listen, everybody, this is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie. We shall be right back, so do not go away.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, everybody, this is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden, and if you'd like to call into the show this morning, the number 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 is the number. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There will be a link to my guest Greg Autry's website, which is deathbychina.com, up on mine under the podcast title. And listen, everybody, I do mention this every day when I'm on the air, but it really is critical. Listen, when the stuff hits the fan, you're going to need to have clean water to drink, because you cannot live very long without water, and drinking putrid water won't be a very fun thing to be doing. So I suggest that you go to Republic Broadcasting Network's website, click on one of those Berkey water filtered links that are on there, or the photograph of a Berkey water filter and pick out one that you think would be best for you. Because and they're not going to not continue the way they've been continuing, but if we were to look at what's happening in this country and the decline of America, I'm laughing instead of crying. I can see where things are going to collapse, and it's only a matter of time. It's not if, it's when, and so you need to be prepared, and the way to do that is to get yourself the things that you need, like food, water, need to have a way to defend yourself. Not going to work real well if you're trying to use stones to defend yourself. You need to have a way to defend yourself. So purchase a Berkey water filter and have something to drink. Have some potable drinking water. My guest is Greg Autry. He is the co-author with Peter Navarro of the book entitled Death by China, Confronting the Dragon, A Global Call to Action. When we went to break, you were talking about the currency manipulation, and I know, and even for myself, you can explain it to me, and okay, it's clear for a few minutes, and then it gets all jumbled up again in my brain how they manipulate things, and that it certainly is not my strong suit. So it's real interesting. Let's talk about all the poisonous products that they put out on the market, and I can think of the antifreeze that's in toothpaste and the animals that died from, you know, whatever contaminants they put in there. And then I was reading something about the number of how they've almost have the market on a lot of the pharmaceuticals, 50% of the aspirin, 70% of the penicillin, 33% of the Tylenol, vitamin C, they manufacture 90% of that. So everybody who thinks, well, I'll take a lot of vitamins and that'll help me stay healthy when I'm not able to maybe afford all of the, the food pyramid options there on the food pyramid, that we should eat a little bit of this and a little bit of that every day. And here you're going to be eating stuff which you're taking these things, which who knows what the hell's in them.
One of the most important things to consider as we deindustrialize, it's in more and more of our manufacturing and even our agricultural production to China for a little bit of cost saving, is that we are sending it to a country with a very broken ethical system. And when you talk about the poisonous antifreeze in the toothpaste, and it was in cough syrup that killed dozens of people, particularly throughout Latin America, and then the melamine in pet food, which killed thousands of animals in the United States, and the same melamine was put into baby formula in China, which killed many, many babies and sickened thousands, if not tens of thousands of babies in China. It's because the people there are living in a broken communist ethical system. Mao tried very hard during the Cultural Revolution to destroy the basis for China's traditional ethical systems, the Buddhism and Confucianism, and he obviously repressed Christian Catholic churches and every other ethical system in the country, and tried to replace it with his own kind of warped idea. And in that system, in the Cultural Revolution, the only way you could survive was to lie, cheat, steal, turn in your parents, if need be, to the authorities in order to keep yourself safe. And it developed a culture where nobody trusts anybody else, where anybody deems it correct to make a decision to advance themselves a little bit further along the chain at the cost of anybody else. Remarkably, communism turned out to be the exact opposite of what it was advertised to be, and we ended up with a system where there are no sense of values or responsibilities to the community or to anybody else. And this manifests when you see these products. The worst story we have in our book is the case of heparin, which is a blood thinner used in a lot of surgical procedures in the United States, and used for people who receive kidney dialysis to clean the lines after the procedure. Heparin is made from the intestines of pigs. And China has a natural competitive advantage in the production of pig intestines because it's the largest pork consumer in the world. So they've got a lot of this product, and it would make sense for them to make this product for U.S. pharmaceutical companies. But some unscrupulous folks in China discovered that they could replace the heparin with a chemical called chondroitin, which is a additive, a mineral additive that's often used in joint relief formulas in America, and that works fine in that case. But in the case of replacing it with heparin, it can be fatal. And up to 80 people in Ohio died when they received the heparin that had been laced with the chondroitin in order to make it look like it was a an appropriate product, which it wasn't. Now, the scary thing was that it was more than one manufacturer that was doing this. It wasn't just one crazy individual that had reached this decision to do this, but a network of folks that were doing it. And when the American company went back to China to try to investigate what had happened in the value chain where this had been added, the Chinese government shut them down. The American government has tried to look into it. The Chinese government has shut the investigation down. And nobody's going to jail for these 80 deaths in Ohio. The worst story is one gentleman who lost his wife to the poisoned heparin, and then just a month later he lost his son to the poisoned heparin as well. But these are real deaths that are happening in the United States because of the communist ethical system in China that we have tied ourselves to.
Well, you know, we only have a minute or so before we go to a break again, but you know, that makes me think, Greg, that it makes no difference to our government, and this should be such a smack in the face and an eye-opener to the American people, because our government still continues to allow these types of things to go on. We might not hear about it, but that doesn't mean that they've altered their ways and now they've decided they're not going to put poison into different products. We just don't hear about it. Listen,
no,
hang on, Greg. Hold your answer till we come back. We're coming back in 2 minutes, everybody. Do not go away. This is the Unsolicited Opinion.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Buddy, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to call into the show today, 800-313-9443 is the number, the website. If you'd like to get in contact with me, my website is theunsolicitedopinion.com. There will be a link to my guest website up on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. And my guest this morning is Greg Autry. He is the co-author with Peter Navarro of a book entitled Death by China. His website, deathbychina.com. And when we went to break, Greg, you were going to answer my question. I had made the point that China's still making this crap. We're still importing this crap. Only our media is not reporting it, and I'm sure that these things are still happening.
Yeah, in fact, a House committee recently wrote, quote, More than 80% of U.S. unfractionated heparin supply is still sourced from China, and more than 16% of all U.S. pharmaceutical ingredients are imported from China. There is reason to believe that all or some of the individuals responsible for the adulteration of the heparin are still actively engaged in the Chinese pharmaceutical supply chain. This is outrageous. The fact that we're dealing with a government in Beijing that just, you know, hides this stuff, literally buries this stuff. If you look at their high-speed train accident, another product quality disaster, just a couple of weeks ago, where one of their vaunted high-speed trains smashed into another and threw four cars off of a 50-foot embankment, killing dozens of people and injuring hundreds. They actually went in and buried the cars the next day in order to keep the picture of Chinese railroad cars being wrecked out of the world media. In fact, a baby was found on one of the cars after the burying operation had begun. No attempt to do a real investigation, no attempt to find out who's really responsible. Of course, they do go out and punish people as the scapegoats, but not the people who are really responsible. In the case of the melamine with the sick Chinese babies, China actually executed the head of their FDA. They put both bullets in people's heads real quickly, but, you know, that wasn't the fellow who did it. The fellows who actually did it, well, you know, good luck.
Yeah, I remember reading about them executing somebody who, one of their, it's so shocking, and it's so, it's just hard to fathom. You have to be some kind of a very, well, I said at the beginning of the show, a sociopath. You really need to be absent of conscience, or you just feel that, you know, there's a gun to your head. And so unless you do that, they're going to kill you. But, which, of course, we know they will. But you really have to be who, you know, you think this, but it goes back to power and greed and corruption. And that has been since the dawn of man, and it's not going to change. And yet we are complicit in that corruption we are participating in that. Our government, these elected schmucks who have sold the American people down the river. It's not you and I participating in it. It is those elected people who have chosen to sell their soul to the devil, so to speak.
Yeah, and a lot of American multinational corporations whose interests are no longer aligned with the American people. You look at Baxter Healthcare, who distributed the heparin. And that's a company, frankly, I used to work for at one time. But Baxter's going to eat the cost of all those lawsuits. And we're talking dozens and dozens of Americans killed. The Chinese are going to get away scot-free like they always do. They don't bear responsibility when tires blow out and kill Americans. They don't bear responsibility when poisonous drywall shipped into the United States. They don't bear responsibility when furniture in England burns children because it's been treated with an inappropriate anti-humidity chemical. The Western company always takes the hit, and this is not right to the employees of Baxter, who are the ones that are going to lose their jobs, not the people in China. It's not right to the shareholders of Baxter, and yet these American companies continue to make these short-term decisions, not taking into account the real risk factors in doing business with China.
Well, you know, unfortunately, because our economy is collapsing, more people are driven to make these purchases of these crap products. But how do you know? We're going to go to break again real quick, and then we'll be back in a minute. It's a quick minute break, Greg. So hang in there, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. I'll make my point when we come back, so don't go away.
Gold ever climbing as the dollar continues.